Boston is home to a media battle that could shape the future of television. A locally run startup company called Aereo is offering a new service that streams broadcast channels over an internet connection, no cable TV necessary. WCVB Channel 5 is suing, accusing the startup of being a free rider. But that's not stopping Aereo's plans to expand to 12 new markets in the coming weeks, including all of Utah, on Monday. WBUR business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch has more.
The other day, Skip Bensley was at work at his office job in Cambridge when the jury in the Bulger trial reached its verdicts. Bensley wanted to follow along, so he quietly pulled out his iPhone and used Aereo to stream the live local news.
All the various counts of guilty and not guilties are unproven, I should say. Get updated and get back to work.
He also used Aereo to watch the first preseason game for the New England Patriots, except he was busy when the game was on, so he used Aereo to record it and then streamed it to his TV when he got home.
You don't have to sit through all the commercials. There's a little button that you can kind of jump forward like you're playing a media file back in your media player.
Bensley doesn't have cable TV service, and he doesn't have a TV antenna in the house either. Aereo streams local over-the-air broadcast channels such as WBZ, Fox 25, and PBS over the internet. At Aereo's offices near the South Boston waterfront on Summer Street, an employee pulls out a bag of little coated copper doohickeys, each a smaller than a dime, hundreds fit inside one Ziploc bag. They're antennas. Aereo stuck thousands of these onto an undisclosed rooftop somewhere around Boston. When you subscribe to the service, you're basically renting one of these antennas, using the internet as the cord, and using a cloud server like an online DVR. It costs $8 per month for 20 hours of online storage. Aereo engineer Teodora Vitalova is testing one of the computers that routes those over-the-air signals. She graduated this spring from Olin College in Needham and says she gets a kick out of working for a company that's growing nationally quickly.
One of my friend's parents actually had heard about Aereo when I was telling them about it, and they were like, oh yeah, excited for when it gets to LA.
Cable companies and TV broadcasters are not excited. Boston's WCVB-TV and its owner Hearst have sued. They accuse Aereo of redistributing shows without paying. The media companies declined to comment for this story, referring only to the legal complaint that calls the startup a, quote, free rider. But Aereo CEO Chet Kanogia says telecommunications law is on his side, and so far courts have sided with his firm in other legal challenges.
We're not a cable company. We are an equipment provider.
Kanogia says his company is only doing for people what they're allowed to do already, hook up an antenna and get free over-the-air HD TV. He says he and his partners wanted to innovate in the television space, and that meant staying far away from the cable system that Kanogia calls slow to give viewers what they want.
For us, it's obvious that television consumption is going to be online, ultimately. And so we had to come up with a technological way where we could create an opening.
So despite the legal challenge, Aereo is expanding as fast as its 70-some Boston employees can put up antenna farms across the country. Aereo serves Boston, New York City, and Atlanta now. By this time next month, it'll be in Miami, Salt Lake City, Dallas, and Houston, too, giving some people a new way to watch basic television and giving cable executives heartburn. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.